We're good to go. Okay, so welcome all in person and on Zoom. Yesterday, we discussed a number of different things. We spoke about Tainis Bechoris. We got into some of the specifics, and today we're going to get into more specifics. We spoke about Tainis Bechoris, the Chakira of Rav Moshe Feinstein, with regards to when the fast is pushed off and those who make a Siyum, whether you should be doing the Siyum on the Friday or whether you should be doing the Siyum on the Thursday. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, it's good. And we saw that with from the Tshuvas van Hoggis, Ramosha Stenbach, who says that if you can, obviously the main day to do the Siyum is on the Thursday because that's when the fast has been moved to, but if you can do a Siyum on Friday as well, then do so as well. Then we started to get into the Shulchan Aruch itself, which tells us that based on the Torah and from the Beis Yosef, is that we check for the Chometz on the night of the 13th. And then he started to go into specifics about leaving over for two meals and for the Suda Shlishis as well, the complications that come up with that. So we spoke about someone who forgot to check for Chometz on the Thursday night and what you can do with regards to moving the candle, Tiltohan there, it's Mukta, and asking a goy to do it, etc. We also spoke about using the matzah for lechem mishnah on the Shabbos. Is it properly mukta? Is it not properly mukta? Came to maskana that if you're really desperate, then you can use it on the Friday night. Obviously, you've got to be quite careful. But however, on Shabbos day, according to most poskim, it's proper mukta because it's also midina to have matzah at that time. Then we just mentioned a few different ways. And the question which comes up in the poskim with regards to communal organizations, communal places, which have got a lot of people, and what do they do for the meals on the Shabbos? You don't want to have too much chometz left over. So, what are their options? Now, the best way and the proper way to do things, and that's the minimum kisrael, is to dafka. And this is what we concluded with yesterday: is to dafka have chometz. Dafka have chometz in the night. Dafka have chometz in the morning. In fact, many people, are particular on a regular erev Pesach, to have chometz as well on your dalet. And, sorry, do you want to ask him how much longer he's going to be vacuuming for? Thank you.
30 seconds.
Okay. And the reason for this is because some say that there's this mitzvah of tashbisu. There's a mitzvah to get rid of the chometz. Now, according to most, tashbisu means that you just got to make sure that you don't have any chometz. It doesn't mean you actually have to actively go and find chometz to get rid of. But because of that, to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu in the best possible way, that's it? Wow. Less than 30 seconds. To fulfill mitzvah of tashbisu in the best possible way, there are people who are particular to dafka have chametz and eat it before the zman on Erev Pesach, and the same thing applies over here. So, and that is the pashtus loshen of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Meshairin, you leave over for Beis Sudas for two meals from your chametz. However, what happens if you're in a big organization? I just mentioned the postgame, just running through it again. If you're in a big organization, you're in a hotel, you're in a place, you've got a lot of children, what do you do then? So you've got a few different options. Moshe Feinstein says, Nigus Moshe, Chelek Aleph Kufnun Hei, says that you can then use Matzah Ashira. There is a Shiloh with regards to the bracha of the of Matzah Ashira. However, according to most, it is you're using it for your meal, so therefore you can make hamotzi on that. However, you will have an issue if you are an Ashkenazi to have it after the zman, after the time on the Erev Pesach, and then you're going to have to do something else for your suda shlishis, like the Shulchan Aruch tells us to do. The second option is to boil the matzah, because boiled matzah is, according to most opinions in the Gemara, is not fit to be used for the Seder. Since it's not fit to be able to be used for the Seder, therefore you're able to have it on Erev Pesach. However, there is also, it's also a little bit problematic because there are poskim who hold that it is fit b'shas atchak to use for the Seder, and therefore if it's good for the Seder, you wouldn't be able to have it on Erev Pesach. Again, these are all b'di'evit situations. Third option is, Rav Avadia suggests this in Yichab Adas, says that b'shas atchak, matzahs that were made with a negative kavana, meaning they were made not for the Seder. Dafka not for the Seder, you're not yotze the mitzvah of eating matzah at the Seder with them, and therefore you'd be allowed to use those on the Shabbos as well. And the Magen Avraham also brings something that is, that if a person has no bread at all, so then in the night time at least, when it's not Osir Medina, in the night time, Friday night, then you can use a matzah. It would be pretty strange the night before Pesach eating matzahs, but in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, if you had nothing else, you can do that. But in the day, they say not to have that. But again, the minhag Yisrael is dafka to have chametz, as difficult as it is to have your chametz in the night and to have your chametz in the day before the time, and to obviously work it out properly. I mean, it says that Misha Torach Erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos. A person who works on Erev Shabbos is going to eat on Shabbos. You have to prepare for Shabbos, right? You know that Shabbos doesn't just happen. You can't just wake up on Friday night and say, well, we haven't prepared Shabbos. Then you don't have what to eat. This Shabbos, you mamish have to prepare for. You have to prepare for exact quantities, exactly what you're going to do, and what you're going to have. Sorry, you had a question.
You said tashbih to people who don't want to eat chametz.
It said there are people who use it as a smach, as a like an asmachta kind of thing, as a.
But can't I fulfill tashbih to other ways?
Of course you do. I mean, then you fulfill. There's a famous chakira of the Minchas Chinuch, but you fulfill tashbisu. It's tashbisu according to almost everyone. It's not an active thing that you have to go and do. It's not a kumbah say. It's just that you're not allowed to have chametz, right? But you do. But the thing is that there's a minhag Yisrael that people had chametz dafka on Erev Pesach, and got rid of it. Al-Chaim, like many shuls, they have the Sudas Mitzvah for the Siyum, and then have a quick last L'chaim. Yeah.
Is it because on Shabbos you can't burn it, so therefore the best way to do tashbitu is to eat the matzah and chametz? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, well, so you said that you are be Mekayim tashbitu. So by the way, there's an interesting chakira, a totally separate thing. I don't want to digress to it. There are, according to many opinions, if you eat chametz on Pesach, a Jew who chas v'sholem eats chametz on Pesach, he's mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu when he eats the chametz on Pesach. Do you know that? A very interesting thing. I think Michas Chinuch also talks about that. How you mekayim, how it's not a mitzvah by Beira and whatever. It's a crazy kind of thing. Don't go and eat chametz on Pesach to do the mitzvah. You're not allowed to. It's a chiyuv, you get kores. But does he fulfill tashbisu? He possibly fulfills tashbisu. Yeah. Tashbisu means get rid of it beforehand so that you don't have. Yeah.
So it's an asay and a lav.
Sorry?
So it becomes an asay and an isalav.
In that thing, I'm not going to go there because that's a whole beautiful shir on its own. Yeah, it's a one to get your head around. There's many different things. Yeah.
What's the macro for the zman ending from like the sixth hour in the morning, so you can't eat chametz?
The zman the Gemara says. I mean, there's a couple of different things. It says about the korban pesach lo sochal lov chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz on the korban pesach. Korban pesach is brought from chatzos, so we know from there when you have the korban pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz. Right, that's one thing, and then obviously the Mishnah tells us how the hours were brought earlier. Really, it's midrash from Chatzos. There's machlokes from Rabbi Huda as to whether we bring it back 1 hour, or whether a person makes a mistake in 1 hour, whether a person makes a mistake in 2 hours. The Gemara connects it with the Eidus, with testimony. You know, a person the Eidim have to whatever. That's the whole thing. Anyway, the carries on. Now let's get into some more practical things. We're on page 8. Towards the top of the page, you see the piece from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "L'torech haShabbos." So you keep over food for Shabbos. He says that the Shabbos there now on the Shabbos, "Mashkimim lispalo." Everyone gets up early to daven. So the minhag is to daven early. There's no late minyanim on the Shabbos. Everyone does hashkama, right? Gavin, you like that one, right? "V'lo yarichu harbe," and you shouldn't daven for too long either. "Kadei sheyir lohem shos v'lo yavoyu lite michshos," so that there should be time. And that they shouldn't come to a stumbling block, chas v'sholem, meaning that people are pressed and then they chas v'sholem are eating the chametz after the zman. Okay. What happens if someone woke up late on this Shabbos morning? A very interesting tshuva that I came across. This is from the Mishnah Halachas of Menashe Klein. You'll see he passed away just a couple of years ago. Very big posek in America. I think in the end he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he writes as follows. "Asher Sho'al, you asked me the following question. Someone who woke up on Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos, kamer regoim kodim sof zman achilas chometz." You woke up just a few minutes before the time. Sorry, I'm going to have to. The screen sharing went off. So you woke up just a few minutes before the end of the zman. Sorry, everyone. So someone who. Here we go. Someone who woke up just a few minutes before the end of the zman. Kocha she'ain loy zman afilu loy ma brikas atoyra v'kol shekain loy krishmo tefila. He doesn't have enough time to be able to say to do because of Torah, and for sure he cannot say Shema and Daven. So what should he do? Imuter lo lech or pas koidim because of Torah tefillah. Is he allowed to eat bread before Birkas HaTorah and before davening? Why? What would be the svara? Given the Shabbos Achilles Pat Mitzvah. The svara why to allow the guy to wake up first thing in the morning straight away to eat bread is because to eat bread on Shabbos is a mitzvah. Come over B'Shulchan Aruch, Rechaim, Simon, Reshal, Ayin, Dalet, Sif, Dalet. Umisvara nirloi lahater. So this person who's writing to the to Rabbi Nashi Klein, he says his logic is that a person should be allowed to do that. Why? Kivon de tefillah de rabbonon, because tefillah is de rabbonon. V'choyves pas b'Shabbos min ha-Torah. And to eat bread on Shabbos is min ha-Torah. Or mitzvah iveres. Not only is it, but it's also a mitzvah iveres. Now we know that when you got a mitzvah which is moving, which the time is passing, versus the mitzvah. So first of all, if you got a mitzvah of min ha-Torah versus a mitzvah de rabbonon, the min ha-Torah outweighs the rabbonon. That's number one. Over here, eating bread on Shabbos is min ha-Torah. And tefillah de rabbonon. So you should be allowed to eat the bread first, straight away when you wake up in the morning. Second thing is that eating bread over here is a mitzvah oiveris, it's passing, whereas tefillah, you'll be able to daven afterwards. It's a moving mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is not going to be around for much longer. Shim yashik tzas, because if he delays a little bit, yavar hazman, the time will go by, will ispalo yocho achakach, and he'll be able to daven afterwards. But after dorshuzal, even though that chazal, they Darshan on the Pasuk, lo soichlu al hadam, because the Pasuk which says, don't eat on the blood, which there are many different droshes on that Pasuk. One of the things are, which means, don't eat before you daven for your blood. Koidim sheyispalo, yesh loimar, tedavka chilis rishus. Could be that only, what does the Torah not want you to eat before davening? That's only eating, which is a voluntary kind of eating, which means eating like your regular breakfast on Thursday morning. Vashayinkan achilis choyva, whereas perhaps a chilas chayva when it is an obligatory eating, like the eating on Shabbos, maybe that doesn't fall into the category of lo soichlu al adam. Adkan. So that was the svara of the person who wrote him. He had two reasons. First of all, two reasons to allow you to wake up in the morning. And first thing, if you don't have time, obviously you should do things properly. If you wake up late, first thing is to be able to eat and then to daven. Number one is that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa versus a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Second thing is because it's a mitzvah oiveres versus a mitzvah that is not a veris, that is not passing by. He responds to him and he says to him, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but to lafiani is deity, according to my knowledge, nira poshut, it would seem obvious, to osru loy lecho koidim atvila. You would not be allowed to eat before davening. By the way, this will happen to many people this year. Not necessarily us, but it happens. I promise you it happens. Okay, I was with the last time that I fell out was 13 years ago. I was on Merkel Schlichus, which means in a faraway place making Seder for people, and there was a group of three of us, and two of them, not me, but two of them woke up right before this month, and it was we had the same. I didn't know if there's trouble or anything. I think they just didn't eat it. Just didn't have any challah. But anyway, this was the situation. He says, Nira Poshut to Osloy Lecho Koidmatvila. It would seem to be obvious that it's forbidden Lechol to eat Koidmatvila. The whole taina, and this the taina that you said the Tvila Drabonon, I'm in the second paragraph here. This is you said the Tvila Drabonon, Vachoibis Pasto Rice, and eating of bread to rice. So, Imkain, he says, if you're going to use that logic, Bechol Shabbos Naman Neymar, Diyecho Koidmatvila. Then every Shabbos, let's do the same thing. Well, let us eat first thing in the morning. Why? Let's eat bread first thing in the morning because this is daraisa. It's only derabanan. Let's do the mitzvah daraisa first. Avoha emes yore darko. He says the truth shows its way. To koyd matvila. This is the way that it is. The reason that we don't eat on a regular Shabbos before davening is the same reason why in this Shabbos you're not allowed to eat, even though that you're not going to be able to eat afterwards. To koyd matvila because before you daven, leko chiyuv achila klau. You actually don't have a chiyuv to eat at all. The chiyuv hasn't come yet. There is no chiyuv. V'lochin leko gam chiyuv kiddush. Koyde matvila. That's why you never make kiddush before davening. U'mutu lishtos mayim akiyotzibo lifnei atvila. You're allowed to drink water. You're allowed to have something which isn't a meal. A light something right before davening. How come you don't need to make kiddush then? Because kiddush you only need to make when you have your chiyuv of eating. It's not called eating. The chiyuv is only once you've davened. L'fisha akati lo nischayiv b'kiddush koyde matvila. You don't have the chiyuv of kiddush before davening. So you definitely don't have an obligation to be able to eat. But on the contrary, also bachila, you're not allowed to. says you come with this whole time to say there's a mitzvah daraisa, there's the rabbanon. When is the mitzvah daraisa? The mitzvah daraisa is only after you've davened. Before you've then, that's when you have a chiv of kiddush. That's when you have a chiv to eat. Before that, you don't. There is no chiv whatsoever.
How does that work? Like in terms of, let's say, before there was a gzeirah daraisa, you need the davening. Like, how can you say that like a daraisa kicks in after a daraban when there would have been a stage where the daraban didn't even exist?
Okay, so
like, how does that work?
Okay, so again, it goes to the nature of eating on Shabbos and kiddush on Shabbos. So it could be in that kind of way, as explained in Shulchan Aruch Reisha and Aleph, I think it is, that the din of eating on the Chachamim put their din onto the din of Torah, and they were like they put it together. It's like it's not a Ka'in Daraisa Tikkun, but that they fitted it to match into the dinim of the Torah. So the dinim of the Torah is that a person has to be Chabad Shabbos. What does it be? So the Chachamim were the ones who dashin that the Kibbutz Shabbos is with macholim, with food and with drinks and things like that.
But that argument doesn't take into account that on every Shabbat we can eat any time. Here we have a limited time.
Oh, next point. Good point. It says, Umashaka Safta. This that you wrote. Mashakasa, this that he wrote. The mitzvah achilas pas hu mitzvah iberes. This that you wrote, that the mitzvah of eating bread on Shabbos is, bread on this Shabbos is a mitzvah iberes. It's a limited time, it's moving. It says, im yashe, if he's going to delay. Hine be'emes, truth is, mitzvah achilas pas lo habe iberes. He says, actually, it's not a mitzvah, it's not iberes, it's not moving by. The chiyuv of eating the bread is not moving. The chiyuv lechopas ain't over. That chiyuv doesn't move away. The gam la'achas shalo yuchal lecho oid chomet. Even after you're not able to have chomet anymore, after four hours, after midday, akati yeh olav mitzvah lechopas. You still have a mitzvah to eat bread. The mitzvah is still there. Not only that, l'dasa balamor psochim. I mentioned this yesterday. According to the balamor, according to the Baal Amor, you're allowed to eat masa up until midday, right? He explained that in the words of the Tosefta Pesachim. But the Ramban over there arguing him. Ein shom b'sugya. Look over there in the sugya. There are places b'shabbos mevarin as a kolif na shabbos. According to Rabbi Natan, you can do it with matzah shira, which means there are other options. There are other ways that you can do it. Al kaponim, at the end of the day, ein zo mitzvah iveres. It's not a mitzvah iveres. Mitzvah iveres means that the chiyuv will no longer be there. Here the chiyuv is there. Elo shalo yuchol lekayim, b'pnei shalo yiyelo pas. You won't be able to do it because you won't have any bread. V'chiyuv olav kol hayom, the chiyuv is on you the whole day. Elo shalo yiyelo pas acher, shekvar neser chometz. You just won't have any other bread because chometz has already been forbidden. He says, that's not the definition of a mitzvah iveres. A mitzvah iveres is, it's an interesting thing. A mitzvah iveres is when the chiyuv itself will be gone. The chiyuv will move away. So for example, it's right before shkia, you haven't shook the lulav and you've got an option to shake the lulav or to do something else. The mitzvah will be gone. Over here, the mitzvah, the chiyuv is there. You just won't be able to do it. The truth is, he says, you technically can. If you have matzah shira, you can do it. If you had paskin like the Baal Amor, you can have tol chatzos, you can have regular matzah. Just you're saying that it's exactly 4 hours and there's no more time. But if you really wanted, if you had matzah, if you prepared properly, well, first of all, you would have woken up on time. But if you prepare properly, you would have had matzah. You would have had matzah shira. You could have had other things. It's the rules of Torah shouldn't change because of your disorganization. Basically, that's what he's saying. So that's about someone who woke up late in the Shabbos. Basically, don't wake up late in the Shabbos. What about Shalashus? What about Surah Shlishi? So what do you do with that? So the Shulchan Aruch said that you can't do it with, you do it with Matzah Shira. That's what Rabbi Natan used to do. That's what the Torah said. Shulchan Aruch said you do it with Matzah Shira. But the Ramah says that according to Ashkenazim, who don't have Matzah Shira on Pesach, and we don't have Matzah Shira after the Zman, so then we fulfill it. We have it with Paris, but you still have to have it. Even if you're having matzah shira, you still have to have it before the 10th hour. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you look in Zion, he says over here on towards the bottom of page 8, he says Kodim Shah Asiris, Dimisham Ba'elach, because then, from then and onwards, I feel a matzah shiro osur lecho. You're not even allowed to have matzah shiro. Kadesh yirichu matzah lita oven, so that you'll eat your matzah with an appetite. Kadil kamon bisim tofai and aleph, sifbeis, as explained later in Tofai and Aleph, that's the beginning of the parak of Arva Psochim. Okay, so he says, what should you do? You can't bamina peros. You've got to have it with fruits. Now he writes, and he explains the justification for that. Then how come every Shabbos we don't have it with fruits? How come you should wash every single Shabbos? He says, Ayin le'el b'simun reish tzadik aleph sif hei. Look above, in simun reish tzadik aleph sif hei. The yesh deyos b'poiskim. There are actually opinions in the poiskim. Im tzorich la'soyso dafka b'pasoy. The sagi gamken b'shay dvarim. There are opinions, there's a machlokes as to whether suda shlish is on a regular Shabbos, whether you have to have it dafka with bread or whether you can have it with other things. He says, now on a regular Shabbos, you do it the best possible way. Well, is there Omar? But this is what he's saying over here. The Shasatcha, because in a time of great need, like this Shabbos, there's no greater Shasatcha. It comes once in 13 years, once in 20 years, whatever it is. Says, you can rely on the Makilin, you can rely on those who are lenient, and you can have it with, and you can fulfill Suda Shlishis with other things and not have it as without Hamotzi. Now, I'm just going to skip down to the third last line of this Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Va'ayin ba'achroinim." That it says, "Lemale kresoi." Va'ayin ba'achroinim. He says, "Look in the achroinim." Shekosfu. They write as follows. They give another solution of how to do things. The toiv gamken sheichalek suda shachris shopas lishnayim. They give another solution. That is, you got to actually wake up really early to do this one, and that is to split your morning meal into two. So instead of having suda shlishis after mincha time in the afternoon, which is the proper time to have it, rather split your morning meal when you're still able to have chametz, split it into two. The ha yesh omrim, because there are those who say the yotze bezeh yidei suda gimel, that you fulfill suda shlishis by splitting your morning meal into two. V'chein kosu b'bir hagra, in the bir hagra, the gra right, the nochin lasu is kain, that's the right thing to do. It's better. So basically what the Gra is saying, it's better to split your morning meal into two, even though that you're not having your Suda Shlishis in the afternoon, than to have it in the proper time in the afternoon, but not to wash for it. So it's the clash of those two Shasatchak, those two B'di'evit. Do you have it not in the right time, or do you have it not with the right food?
But they say and it's that's the thing. Case to also have fruit in the afternoon.
No, lav dafke. He's saying that this is the way that you do it. You can't, obviously, you'll be hungry, so you'll eat something in the afternoon.
No, but he says, like, hold by both opinions.
Maybe, I don't know. I haven't looked into the interesting one. Maybe that, it sounds like, according to the Gro, he mamish paskins that you have to have bread for Suda Shlishis.
Yeah.
And therefore, you won't really gain much by having in the afternoon, because that if it's out bread, then you're not having it at all. He says, ach koze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but this is all second last line. Im yesh le shos levarich ben taim lehafsik. You dafka need to give yourself enough time to stop in between the meals. Eiza shos. There has to be a bit of time between the meals. Kadesh lo yeh bechlal bracha shenitzricha. There shouldn't be a bracha shenitzricha. Bracha shenitzricha is an unnecessary bracha. You can't just stop your meal bench and then wash again. So this, you really got to wake up early, right? You got to daven very very early, so you have time to be able to do both of those things. It's enough time should be like the shear for the kedai ikul, which means the amount of time that it takes the food to digest, which is generally we say 72 minutes. It could be that if you have real hesach hadas, then you can do it with even less than that time.
Would you be able to downshuffle it?
Okay, so that's a whole thing of whether you can make kiddush after shachris before musaf. Technically, you can. Technically, you can, and we know that many shuls do that on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, before tikkun, that's when it's minuk by some people who do that. So technically, you can. So you possibly make an early kiddush and wash for that, and then that is a proper hefsek. It's a complete hefsek. And the reason tefillah is a good hefsek generally, and the reason is because if you're not able to eat at that time, so then it's a real hesach hadas from the meal. You really moved your mind off from the meal. It's interesting in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in this siman, he writes, and his words are always very very precise. he writes of Medinas Eilu, you see, he doesn't mention this option. He says, "Medinas Eilu she'ein noigin klal lecho matzah ashira be'erev Pesach mishah heva'elach." In these countries where we don't have the custom to have matzah ashira on erev Pesach from the fifth hour and onwards, mitam she'isbor b'simon tofsa samach beis, as will be explained in Simon Tov Samach Beis. We say in our country, we're talking about in Ashkenazic lands. Yekayim usud shlishis b'bosav adogim chiyotze b'hen. So then you should have sud shlishis with bosav adogim, etc. B'shar mine lifton and other things that go together with the which you usually have with bread. We're talking about like vegetables, things like that. Shara yesh oimrim. There are those who say shibedvarim elu adam yotzi dechayva sud shlishis, that a person fulfills the obligation with sud shlishis b'chol shabbos hashana, all the shabbos of the year. K'moshin is barbe simur reis tzadik aleph. He doesn't give the option of dividing up the meal. Seems to be that according to him, the better option is to have it at the proper time, even though you're not having it, and rely on those opinions that you can fulfill sort of shlishes without washing. Now, no one come along and tell me that, hold on a second, this is a whole different discussion. I'm just waiting for the question, preempting the question. Hold on a second, maybe, well, Chabad don't usually wash anyway, sort of shlishes. So maybe the Shulchan Aruch Harav is saying that according to the one that, no, if you look at Shulchan Aruch Harav, he never ever mentions the option of not washing for sort of shlishes. That not washing for sort of shlishes is a separate thing altogether. He says you have to wash for sort of shlishes, and that's the din. But that's a whole different, so no one should say, well, he's lishitoso, that you don't really need to wash, therefore he's telling us you don't wash here either. He's just saying the time to do it after mincha outweighs the time the having it dafka with bread and splitting the meal in the morning. Okay, carries on the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis. So that's all under Seif Aleph. All those things about the bedikah, and if you forgot to do the bedikah on your gimel in the night, and what you can do, and leaving over for the meal, etc. That all falls over into under Seif Aleph. Seif Beis says as follows. Toiv leva'er be'erev Shabbos koyim chatzos. It's the proper thing to do biur. You get rid of the chametz on erev Shabbos before chatzos. Kedei shelo yavoyu litos b'shar shonu levar achah chatzos. Why do we dafka do it before chatzos on erev Shabbos? Remember, it's the 13th. We're going to be eating chametz the whole day. So the reason is so that we shouldn't make a mistake in other years. Where do we get that from?
Rashi.
Right? The Torah told us. We learned it from Rashi. Kach hinig Rashi. Rashi said to try and keep things consistent so that people don't make mistakes next year. Uvayoyim haShabbos yivatlenu. And now, carries on and says, on Shabbos, that's when you do bittul. Now, here's the question. Can we continue to eat chametz after burning it on Erev Shabbos? So, well, hold on a second. I'm going to have my meal in the night, Shabbos meal, Friday night. I'm going to have a meal tomorrow morning. So why would you think otherwise? You might think otherwise as follows. Because the whole point of doing the beer in the morning is so that next year people don't make a similar comparison. Now, if you let people just continue eating chametz throughout the day, then people might make such a comparison next year as well. Now, no one's going to make the comparison to say that just like in the night we're eating chametz, so throughout the Seder night we're going to eat chametz. No one thinks that. But people might be accustomed to, well, we did the beer, but we still going and eating something small. So there actually are opinions who say, there actually are those who have the minhag not to eat any chametz, besides for the Shabbos meals, after burning the chametz on Yud Gimel, on that morning. However, if you look at the words, this is not the widespread custom. The Oruch HaShulchan, he writes clearly, he says as follows, and look at his Diuk L'Shoina. Ulefichach, this is not the Shulchan Oruch, it's Oruch HaShulchan. He writes, Ulefichach, Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Boikin Es HaChometz B'Yoyim Hay, we check for the Chometz on the Thursday, sorry for not turning up the page here, we check for the Chometz on the Thursday night, La'eis Erev in the evening, B'Bracha with a Bracha, V'Oimer, and we say, Kol chamira, we do the whole bittul then. U'meshayer la'achilas laila, and we leave over for that night. U'la'achilas erev Shabbos, and also for all the food that we eat on erev Shabbos. V'gam l'shtei sudash Shabbos, and also for the two meals of Shabbos. And people want to midayik, he's saying, you're leaving over food, all the chametz that you're eating, the whole erev Shabbos. Now, most people practically, especially if you have children, you're not going to want to leave over a lot of chametz at all. You're going to want to be pesachtik from that time. Because where are you going to have the chametz? But technically speaking, if you went somewhere into a park and whenever you bought something chametz, you can have chametz from that time.
L'achilas laila,
that we know, because you can, whenever you do bedikas chametz on a regular Erev Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says that you leave over for what you're going to eat that night, right? You do B'dikas Chometz, and then you're going to, you still have to eat supper that night. Or you're still going to eat the next morning. That's okay, that you can leave over. The thing is, he adds on and he says, Ulachilas Erev Shabbos, so if we're eating on Erev Shabbos, it sounds like the whole eating on Erev Shabbos, the whole day. Even after you do your beer on Erev Shabbos, even after you've burnt your Chometz on Erev Shabbos, you're still going to be allowed to continue eating. Now, is there a need to be Mevatol Chometz at the time of burning? So he says, you do Bitol. When do you do it? You do it when you do B'dikas Chometz. You also do Bitul on Shabbos morning. That's very important thing not to forget. We are Mevatol the Chometz. We read that declaration that we usually say when we burn the Chometz. You do that on Shabbos morning. Do we do the Bitul also when we burn the Chometz, as we usually do? The Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says quite clearly, he says, Avo ein tzorech levatol be'erev Shabbos. We don't do Bitul on Erev Shabbos, b'shas habiur, when we burn the Chometz, k'moy b'shar hashonim, as in other years. Because again, the Shulchan Aruch told us that we do Bitul on the night. The Shulchan Aruch said that we do Bitul on Shabbos morning. Well, what about when we burn the Chometz? So Shulchan Aruch Rav explains. He says, we don't do Bitul on Erev Shabbos, b'shas habiur, k'moy b'shar hashonim, sh'ari kvar Bitul b'leil vav kol ha-chometz. Because you already did Bitul on the night of this, the night before, which is the Thursday night, all the chometz shebereshus shalay motzoi, any chometz that is in your possession that you haven't found, the ainu yedem imen and you don't know about, umashi yesh bereshus bin a chometz you do aloy, and this that you have chometz that you are aware of, he efshaloy levat le erev Shabbos. You can't go and be mevatod on erev Shabbos, shari tzarichu lechum imen b'Shabbos, because you have to go and eat from it on Shabbos. That would look like a joke. You can't go and do, and you're burning the chametz, you're doing the bitul. Bitul is cancelling out all the chametz. You know what bitul really is doing? According to many machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Dalet, but your bitul is, you're relinquishing ownership from it. You're making it like hefker. It doesn't belong to you anymore. You're removing yourself from it. Well, I'm removing myself from it, and then 2 minutes later, I'm going to go and eat it. Well, what does that look like? So therefore, that kind of bitul is not necessary then. However, there is something quite interesting, just a very brief point over here. There are some people who have, when we burn the chametz on Erev Pesach, we have a special Yehiratzon, which we say. And the Yehiratzon says that the same way that we're burning the chametz, so too should be the will of Hashem, that all bad should be burned from the world, and all evil should be taken away, and all klippa. So that Yehiratzon, do we say that on Shabbos? Or do we do that when we burn the chametz? So the svara not to say, well, on the one hand, it should be linked with the bittul, which you're only doing on Shabbos. On the other hand, it's a yehi rotten. It's a special request that you're asking from Hashem. We know that we don't ask our private personal requests shelas trochav on Shabbos. So in the Pesach Chuvas, he brings as follows. He says, "Benusach hayehi rotzon sho'omrim achas treifas chametz yomrenu b'yom vav achas treifa." He says that you do. When you burn the chametz, that you still can say, you just don't do the bittul, but you do that after burning. And he says, that's the way he says in Shuvas Varnogas, from Moshe Shtembach, he brings that, he brings from others as well. And he says, I didn't know this, but he says that that's the way that he brings down, he says, Shekai Nog, Kvokadushas Admir Milabavich, that's how, he says, that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe did as well, to see that. And he says, and that is the widespread custom that the Yehi Rotzon is in fact said, even though that you don't do the bittul at that time. Okay, let's go to Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel says as follows. Okay, Ein Mevashlin the Shabbos there. Now we're talking about the specifics of what we're actually eating on the Shabbos and what we are leaving over. Ein Mevashlin the Shabbos there. Shulchan Aruch says we don't cook for the Shabbos. Daisa v'kayota b'zeh. Don't cook porridge. Don't make things which stick to the pot. And also don't make pas hatsnuma, which was, I understand it to be like a narrow kind of bread which was made inside a like inside a plate, inside a bowl. It sticks to the side. I think so, something like that. Ve'im ovar ubisho. Huh? Yeah, no, it sounds like it. It's pasas numa. It's a narrow kind of bread which sticks to the plate, which is made inside, like inside a bowl. V'im avaru bishel, if he transgressed and he did, transgressed. I mean, if he did cook it, v'hamaychul dovuk b'kdeira, and now it's stuck to the pot. Now what do I do? V'ef shalakanchoy, and you're not able to wipe it down. Yesh ladichoy ma'at lavira chometz. Then you can wash it a little bit to get rid of the chometz. What are the issues that the Shulchan Aruch that is going on over here? Why should you not cook food chometz things which stick to the pot. What could be the issues? In the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he explains. Now, by the way, the function of Shulchan Aruch Harav is not what people think it is. I was in a shul just a couple of nights ago, and someone was saying, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he paskins for the Chabad people that you do like this and you do like that. That's not his function at all. If you look at the introduction to his work, Shulchan Aruch Harav is halachas b'tameihen. It's halachas with their reasonings behind them. So the Shulchan Aruch, as we're seeing, doesn't give reasons. For that, you've got to go to the whole Beis Yosef. Shulchan Aruch Harav brings the halacha and brings the brief reason, and he puts it into the words. And he's also obviously a poisek. So when it comes to different disagreements, he'll pass it in particular ways. And that's why he will elaborate and explain to us what are the issues over here. So he explains, Ein levashol l'shabbos zeh. Don't cook for the Shabbos, mine harifos and mine kmochim, different kind of wafers, different kind of flour, foods, or shakom mine tafshilin shedarkon lidovik bikdairam, on the top of page 10, or other kinds of cooked things where the way of it is that it gets stuck to the pot, oybekaira, or to the plate. Kedei shelo yistorech ladichom b'Shabbos. The issue is so that you should not have to wash it on Shabbos. Achar gemaro achila, after you have finished eating. L'hoseres hachometz, a tovek behen, to get rid of the chometz. What's the issue with washing it out? I'll wash it out. Well, think about bringing this into the kitchen, right? The Pesach kitchen. But that's not the issue. The issue is, shareh hadochazu aino l'torech haShabbos. It's not a din in Pesach. It's a din in Hilchos Shabbos. This washing isn't for Shabbos. You're washing it for Pesach. And therefore, you're not allowed to wash things on Shabbos that are not for the need of Shabbos. You can't go on late Shabbos afternoon. I use that particular example because Shabbos Friday night, there's reason you could say you're using it for the next day. Late Shabbos afternoon, you can't just go and wash your dishes because you want to have some extra time on Saturday night. It doesn't work like that. You can't go and do things on Shabbos, hachon on Shabbos for the chol. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to wash this. Shelo l'tzarech haShabbos, kamo shenisbar b'Simon, b'Simon. Shin Chaf Gimel. It's explained over there in Shin Chaf Gimel. Now, someone mentioned the other day, well, isn't it for the need of Shabbos itself as well? Because this is you're going to have chametz. So he continues. He says, "Vim ovaru bisho minim elu." If he was over and you did cook these things, v'nidbeku bekalim, and now it's stuck to the kalim, be'inyun she'iev shelakan chometiv, in a way that you're not able to just wipe it down. Shelo yashir b'hem mu'uma, in a way where nothing is remaining. Mutar lahadichon b'Shabbos, then you are allowed to wash it on Shabbos. And he explains, kivon sheyesh ba'adochazu torich mitzvah, because there is a mitzvah over here, lahavir ha'chometz me'akli k'day levaroi, in order to get rid of the chometz. But tov lahadichon afilu, he says, and it's good to wash them afilu ein b'me elu ma'at chometz, even if it's only a little bit, it's only a drop stuck on it, even if it's only a little bit, b'inyon she'ein torich levarim ikratin. Even if in the laws of chometz it's so little that you wouldn't have to be mevarit, he says it's still, you still, once it's there, you still have to get rid of it, even if it means washing it. But if you have a way to just wipe it off, so then then you're not able to wash it on Shabbos. So the justification of Yeh is it's about the dinim of hachana. That's why don't cook things in pots. We're going to see soon the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah says that the minog is, I should have preempted this and said, the minog is that on this Shabbos, we don't cook chametz. We don't cook chametz. We only cook the hot foods that we make are made in Pesach Kalim, and they are Pesach Dik. We don't make hot chametz. But if you are going to cook, then at least don't cook porridge or something which sticks to the, or mina harifoy, sorry, mina kmachim, all these kind of things which stick to the pot, so that you shouldn't have to wash it off. If you do have to wash it off, then you can do that. Better to try and wipe it down.
Where do you wash it off, and what do you do with the kalim after that?
Okay, so what do you do with the kalim? The kalim you'd have to put away with your chometz kalim. That's what you'd have to do. Really? Yeah, you'd have to. Well, you'd have to open up and somehow put it away. That's why it's better not to get into this in the first place. But you'd have to open up your chometz cupboard, put it away over there. Where would you wash it off? Again, you'd have to wash it off in a bathroom or somewhere where you're able to put some chemicals on it afterwards as well, so that you don't have technically any chametz in your possession. Yeah.
So if we're trying to get rid of the chametz stuck to the bowl,
mm-hmm.
It can't be to kasher the kli because you can't kasher it on Shabbos.
No, it's not kashering. Kashering is a whole different.
Boiling water.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned kashering.
So then you're gonna have to get rid of this kli, put it away anyway.
You're going to have to put it away. Correct.
So may as well put it away with the chametz on it anyway.
Well,
you don't want any speck of
chametz in
your entire...
Let's remember. Me'ikar hadin, let's remember. Shulchan Aruch speaks about people who don't sell chametz. Okay? We have so much in our mind that we sell chametz, that we're selling chametz, even the chametz that we have, that we like think, well, what? We'll just put it in the cupboard with the chametz. Like, what's the big deal? Shulchan Aruch always speaks about people who don't sell chametz, at least they don't sell chametz ba'ein. Which, by the way, if we get time for it, we'll talk about how the Mechiras chametz works on this in this year. Because you're selling the chametz, but you're continuing to eat the chametz, right? So how does that work, right? That's not a real sale. It's a very interesting one. If we get time for it, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
So because they don't sell the chametz, they want to get rid of every mamash piece
of
chametz?
Yeah, they want to get rid of it.
Even though
they'll put away the keli, they won't use the keli.
Even though bitzel, we can do that and have pieces of chametz around, that doesn't work with...
It might be kezais, it might be things that it's that's really hard on the pot itself. Remember, like porridge can get like hard on the whole bottom of the... Bitul midaraisa, yeah. Midaraisa.
What do you get rid of any pieces of chametz?
Midrabanon, anything which you might come to eat. Shemu yim to glusko yofer. Maybe a person will find and they want to eat it. Yeah, you might want to have it. Okay? But it's interesting that you mentioned hagola. Because this whole thing brings to other discussions about which other things do we want to keep uniform on this Erev Shabbos to other Arvei Pesachim, to other years when it's Erev Pesach. So for example, we said that when we get rid of, when we burn the chametz, we dafka burn the chametz before the zman that you would on a regular year, even though technically you can burn the chametz till late in the afternoon. And that would be the din. If you forgot, if you didn't burn the chametz in the morning on the Friday, of course you burn it until 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right? But Rashi brought along the minhag. We should dafka do things to try to keep it uniform to other years. So there's a whole shaila with regards to, I wasn't going to go into it at all. There's a whole shaila with regards to Hagolas Kalim, for those who do Hagolas Kalim. Can you do Hagolas Kalim later on Friday afternoon? Most poskim say, no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because then what's going to happen is that next year people are going to say, hey, you know what, we can do Hagolas Kalim even after we burnt the chametz. They don't know, that's totally different. Hagolas Kalim means... if you want to use your chametz utensils, kashering them. Yeah.
In boiling water.
Yeah. Removing the chametz in that kind of way. But this whole thing about not cooking things, not making kinds of foods where you're going to have to wash it because of hachana, so it leads into a whole other discussion about other things which you shouldn't do. Many of these are relevant for any Shabbos. Many of them are relevant for any Yom Tov, which is coming out on a Motzei Shabbos, and the hachanas and things that you can do on for the preparation from the Shabbos for Yom Tov. So I mentioned some of it outside. This is the Piskei Shuvos. I'm on page 10. He says, for example, he brings from the speech from the Minchas from the Mishnah Berurah. He says, so any preparation, any kind of preparation for the night. Remember, that night is the night of the Seder. You can't prepare these things on the Shabbos for the Yom Tov for the Motzei Shabbos. And what you've got to do is that you've got to prepare them either on Friday, or if that's not possible, then you've got to do it when Yom Tov comes in. Although there is also, it clashes a little bit with another thing, and that is that the proper way is to start the Seder as early as possible. It's not to hang around, it's to start the Seder as early as possible. So you got, on the one hand, you want to do things, you can't prepare on the Shabbos, but you also want to start the Seder as quickly as possible. So you should be organized on the Friday, having things all in place. But there is a whole discussion with regards to, he brings over here with regards to tables, chairs, benches, all that kind of things, which now you want to set up to use for your Seder. Can you do that on the Shabbos afternoon? According to most, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that on the Shabbos afternoon, because that is hachana. There is room to be makel. There is room to be lenient. He brings from the Magen Avraham, which says that when a person is going from Shmini Atzeres into Simchas Torah, you're allowed to on Shabbos on Shmini Atzeres afternoon. Remember, you can't prepare from one day of Yom Tov to the next. On Shmini Atzeres afternoon, you're allowed to bring tables and chairs in from the sukkah into the house. However, the best thing is, of course, to have some use of them on the Shabbos day itself, on the Shabbos afternoon. So then it's not completely hachana on Shabbos for the following day. So that's the trick. If you're going to want to move your tables and chairs and things like that around, sit on them, use them a little bit on the Shabbos afternoon. Have your Shabbos afternoon fruits and whatever that is, Pesach tik obviously, have that at that place, and thereby you don't have an issue of preparing just for the weekday. What about changing your clothes? So if you want to change your clothes to get rid because you and this would be a proper thing to do, by the way, you eat in the morning wearing your Shabbos clothes, but it's like you're having chomet. So you want to change that, that's no problem at all because you're changing for the rest of the Shabbos day. That's fine. But to change your clothes right at the very end of Shabbos is going to be a problem because you're changing just for the night. It's also small hachana preparation which you're doing for the next day. What about sleeping on Shabbos afternoon? You know, you tell, I'm just going to have a shlof so that I could enjoy the Seder tonight. It actually would be one of those years where the first Seder, you're not so tired and completely oismensch, right? So you're allowed to because you're sleeping for now. But you just shouldn't say prepare. You don't say with your mouth, I'm going to have a good sleep so that I could be up for the Seder tonight. Because then you're like making it at a tachana. Otherwise, it is allowed. So you cannot set the table. You can't set the table for tonight. Meaning on Shabbos, you can't set the table for the Motzei Shabbos, for the Seder. Anyway, the proper way, I mean, you shouldn't be eating chometz at that same table. You won't want to be having it at the same table. I mean, technically you can, but I'm just saying, imagine eating bread at the place where you can't properly clean. We'll talk about the practicalities of...
You said it's
oh, you can, yes. That's what I said. Technically you can. But I'm just saying that most people wouldn't have it at the same table. You've already covered your table. You've already got
your outdoor table.
You have to have a different tablecloth. Yeah, your outdoor table. Now, we'll talk about that. Outdoor table is what you should use for if you have that. That's dafka what you should use for the Shabbos meal. And we'll talk the next thing about the Kiddush B'Mokum Suda with that regard. It's interesting. So there's I came across once a Ksois HaShulchan. He talks about a shaila, whether a rabbi who has a rav who's asked a shaila, and he is going to write a tshuva. He has to write a halachic response to a question that's been asked from him, whether he's allowed to go and research that on Shabbos, or whether that is hachana of Shabbos l'chol. And he says it's the same thing as sleeping on Shabbos, so that you're a little bit rested after Shabbos. You're not. He's learning for now. Happens to be, he'll use the product, he'll use what he's learned to be able to write the tshuva after Shabbos. You'll use your sleeping to be able to be up for the Seder. But you don't, as long as you don't say, prepare, I'm going to do this specifically for this point. Okay, let's go on to page 11. This is where we get the most practical, and that is with regards to the meals, the minog of the meals, the Shabbos meals, for the Shabbos, okay? The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, in the Siman, he says, Kosvu ha-poiskim, the poiskim write, Shetoiv shi'ivashlu bekeilim chadoshim ha-mukhanim le-pesach. The proper way is, when you cook for the Shabbos, only cook Pesach dik. Only cook Pesach things. Ukayoim nagu, says, now the minog is, bekama mekoimis b'mdinoseinu, many places in our country, that after davening in the morning, we eat cold chametz food. Okay? Which means you eat your challah, eat cold chametz. And then after midday, because you've got to eat hot food on Shabbos, then we eat hot food, which we're in the oven, and with that we're yotzei suda shlishis. So he says the minhag is to have your hot Pesach meal, have that after Chatzos, not too late, because you can't have meal too late, but have that after Chatzos in your Pesach kelim, on your Pesach table, and for the morning, you only have something which is cold. However, in Pesach Chubas, he brings... So, by the way, there's an interesting discussion about Ashkenazim cooking kitnias on the Shabbos. Some are makel, as long as you're cooking them in the kalim of chametz. You have to cook them in chametz kalim, and then you don't have to go get rid of it in the same kind of way as we discussed with porridge and those kind of things. However,
So the challenge here is that what last say you so the Shabbos before Pesach you are eating Pesach, but which kalim are you using?
No, you're using your Pesach kalim in your Pesach in your
Pesach. But in the Shabbos morning.
No, Shabbos morning. We'll talk about where to eat that Shabbos morning meal. Okay. That's going to be the next point. But Shabbos morning, you're eating chametz. Okay? But not in the house. Not with the same kalim.
Right.
Okay? Yeah, cold chametz. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah says, all that what the Shulchan Aruch was telling us about is that you shouldn't cook dice and you shouldn't cook things that stick. He says, really, the minhag is we don't cook any hot chametz for the Shabbos. Don't cook hot chametz. What are you going to do with the kalim? You're going to don't cook hot chametz at all. We have a cold chametz meal, and then we have a hot Shabbos meal, which doesn't include bread at all.
Nowadays, that we have like aluminium, that we could cook something in aluminium.
Possibly, yeah, and then you can just throw it out. But you're going to have an issue, which he's going to, in Pesach Shabbos, he'll talk about, with things which are kalim chad pamim, which is things which you throw away, right? So that's the best way. You're going to use these kind of things on Shabbos, right? But the problem is, what do you do with it afterwards? I've got some chametz left over here. Okay, so really, it's midaraisa for sure, there's no problem. What do you do with it? You can't flush it down the toilet, right? So what are you going to do? So we'll talk about two different options of what to do with it. If you live in a place where there's an Eruv, he's going to tell us that the best option is, if you live in a place where there's an Eruv, take it out and just abandon it somewhere. Literally. I promise you. Look, he actually says that. He says over here, he says, and we'll get to this tomorrow. He says the proper thing is, im gar b'makam shiesh Eruv, you live in a place where there's an Eruv, yotzi mi beisai, take them out and tell you, yotzi mi beisai, take it out of your house, v'yashlichem b'makam hefka, just throw it away in some hefka place, k'migra shereik, like in an empty courtyard or something, or b'midra n'haru chodayim, or just throw it over a hill. This is written from someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, right? You can see that. Send Mark, just throw it out. He said, but there's another option, and that is that you can throw, you can put chemicals on, and that's actually the best thing to do for garbage and things like that. Yeah. Yeah, so over here we have an area if there's a public bin, then no problem. Put it into a public bin. That's totally fine. It has to be out of your resource. But your private, if it's your private bin, no, then it's still yours. But what you can do is that you can put in, we'll talk about that, put chemicals onto it, which makes it that it's not Roy Lachilis Kelev at all, and then it's not and then it cannot come back and be Roy Lachilis Kelev in any way whatsoever. You can. So flushing down the toilet will be the best thing, but you can't flush. I can flush the tea, I can't flush the cup. Right? Can't flush the. Could you just imagine? We'll talk about toilets tomorrow, by the way. But could you just imagine in Eretz Yisrael the amount of sewage blockage when everyone's. Because that's the best thing to do, is to get rid of your chametz, is to flush it down the toilet, right? Whatever you have. Imagine the how things are blocked up and people flushing all the chametz down the toilet. Anyway, we'll stop over there for today. Tomorrow is where we get the most practical. We'll talk about the sudas, cleaning your teeth, cleaning your clothes, how to do that, and what to do with crumbs and what to do with any remaining chametz, which goes into the toilet discussion. But we'll get that tomorrow, Mr. Shem.